Now to Chicago. A federal jury has convicted former Governor George Ryan on all counts that he faced, which were, and they dated back to his tenure as Secretary of State, racketeering and mail and tax fraud. NPR's David Schaefer joins us from the federal courthouse in Chicago. David, hello. This was a multi-count indictment. Tell us what the jury found him guilty of, and what about jail time?
22-count indictment, along with a co-defendant by the name of Larry Warner, but the former Republican governor is convicted on charges of racketeering conspiracy, mail fraud, tax fraud, obstructing the IRS as it investigated the case, and lying to the FBI as it investigated this case. He's essentially convicted of running his office in a way that was lucrative for his friends and his political insiders at state government. He's allowed close friend Larry Warner, who was also a lobbyist, inside access to state contracts and state government leases, allowing Warner to enrich himself. One example is a $25 million contract IBM computer deal. IBM was one of Warner's contracts. He steered all kinds of lucrative contracts and leases to his friends and lobbyists in exchange for things like free vacations annually to Jamaica, a very expensive $100,000-plus loan for his brother's ailing business. The jail time could be significant. It remains to be seen when there is a sentencing hearing if what kind of time he'll get.
You know, David, Governor Ryan going to jail really strikes a chord because he became a national figure in his final term when he placed a moratorium on the death penalty in Illinois prisons. And now here he is going to prison. You kind of wonder what this conviction is going to mean, both for Illinois and indeed for the nation.
Well, it certainly is just a strange turn of events in the life of Governor George Ryan, as was his conversion to opposition to the death penalty. This is a staunch Republican from a conservative area of the state of Illinois who advocated for the death penalty, for reinstating the death penalty in the late 1970s as a member of the Illinois legislature, and indeed as Speaker of the House, supported it all throughout his political career, first as Lieutenant Governor, as Secretary of State, and in the beginning as Governor. But what happened here in Illinois is federal courts were overturning, and even the state Supreme Court were overturning a number of these death row convictions. The governor just said he wasn't comfortable flipping the switch when it became time for him to do that. And on his way out of office, he cleared all of Illinois' death row, commuting 160-some-odd sentences to life in prison.
His lawyer's going to appeal?
I think his lawyers are going to appeal, and I think that there is a good grounds for that. There's a lot of controversy surrounding the jury in this case. It's a jury that's been together since September 19th, hearing this case some 8 months. And as the jury began deliberations over a month ago, newspaper reports came out that some of the jurors had lied on their questionnaires about their criminal backgrounds. Two jurors had to be dismissed. Alternates were seated in the deliberation room, and they had to restart the deliberations after deliberations had already been going on for well over a week. And the new deliberations took yet another 11 days. This was the 11th day that they were going over this lengthy and complicated case.
NPR's David Schaefer on the conviction of former Illinois Governor George Ryan on corruption charges. David, thank you.
Thank you, Ellen.